I believe they were effective at the time. They were education, they were insightful, they made a point. Okay, I know times have moved on as such, but it doesn't matter, the principles are still there. They may need to be communicated a different way or a video done a different way, but the principle still stands. That's why I've asked there the Youth Council to at least take that on board, or at least explore what was happening back in the 80s, 90s, so on. Let them decide for themselves then, going forward, then what they would like to take out of that on their social platform.
The reality is, at this point in time, that's how a lot of young people are receiving their news and their information. They're getting it through videos on TikTok, videos on Instagram, videos on Threads and other various reels. And, yes, and that is exactly the way they're consuming news, short videos. I mean, it's like going back to what we used to watch when we were teenagers.
100%. That's just the way it is, Donal. And I believe that model worked very well for us, served us very well as teenagers. And I think it would serve the youth going forward as well. For whatever reason, those types of videos have fallen away to the wayside and should be reinvented now, and hopefully that would have knock-on effects right around the country, Donal, and all the youth councils. They're our ambassadors, so I think the likes of ourselves, we should be enhancing what we can, offering suggestions going forward, and then let their teachers and peers and so on take it a step further.